Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Aloha and namaste. Welcome back to another episode of the Yoga Revealed podcast. Alec Shaw Rubin here, and I am so grateful to be here with you today. On today's episode, I'm excited to introduce to you a new brother, Vasil Karamanov, a new brother I met on the amazing new social media app, Clubhouse. Vasil is a transformational life coach dealing with the reprogramming of the brain, NLP, biohacking the human body, spiritual centers, and working with forgiveness. This is the greatest yoga, aligning the tools to reprogram the self-limiting beliefs so we can show up in our soul's path and purpose of who we are meant to be here on this planet. I hope you enjoy this episode of the Yoga Revealed podcast with Vasil. Aloha and namaste, Yoga Revealed podcast. Alec Michelle Rubin here, coming from a snowy Boulder, Colorado. And I am so excited about the connection that catalyzes from the point of transformation. And when we transform our lives by devoting ourselves to something that's greater than ourselves, that's beyond ourselves, not only do the right people come into our lives, not only do the right opportunities enter our consciousness, we also get to see ourselves through the lens of other people. And I'm so excited about this new app that is out in the world. You maybe have heard of it, maybe not. It's called Clubhouse. And Clubhouse has brought me closer with so many cool people. And one of these brothers, I'm so excited to dive into this conversation with Vasil, this amazing new man in my life and a homie. He has a powerful story, a powerful voice, a powerful offering. And my bro, Vasil, thank you for joining me today, man. I know you could be anywhere in the world right now doing anything online, and you're here with me on Yoga Revealed podcast. How you doing today, bro?
Oh, I am so excited to be speaking with you. I feel like the Yoga Revealed podcast has incredible listeners, light workers, light warriors, people that are on a mission to improve this planet and improve humanity and evolve and keep expanding and supporting each other. So we are talking to the right people, and you're right. You're another version of me. I'm so excited and grateful to connect with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man. I'm grateful to have you here. And you know, one of the first questions that I always ask everyone, everyone already knows what's coming. How was yoga first revealed to you?
Well, so yoga was first revealed to me when I was in college. I started taking yoga classes, and I got lucky because in college it was me and one of my best friends and then like 90% girls in the class. So that was a phenomenal way to just have fun. And I realized that there's so much that goes into yoga. Whenever you take the time to stretch and to get in harmony with the body, then you get in harmony with the mind. So to me, yoga is harmony with the body and the mind and the environment. When all those three elements come together, that's what yoga means to me. And it played a huge journey in my healing.
I love that, man. And I'd love for you to take us on the journey. I've heard a little bit of your story in Clubhouse, but not, you know, we're not talking for so long in Clubhouse and we're going into our own stories. And I'd love for you to just take us down the route of, you know, as you found this embrace into yoga, into where you are now, into talking a little bit about NLP. I'd love to hear more just about, take us on the journey of where you started, where you are, and how you embrace this level of transformation and the offerings that you're now creating. I'd love to take us on a journey, man.
Absolutely. So, Alec, right after college, I decided to become a personal trainer. And after building some experience in the gym, I decided to start my own business. I knew how to sell. I knew how to help people improve their health. I had experience. And I just went on this journey, on this mission to help people improve their health. And as you know, in personal training, the main focus is exercises and nutrition to transform the human body. But I realized the people I worked with, the people that had the most incredible transformations, I held them accountable. We had great rapport. And it was about that mindset, a mindset shift, a way of thinking, making certain things a priority, not living as a victim. So then once I realized just how powerful mindset is and the mind is, the thoughts that we have to ourselves, the way we talk, then I started going on this journey on improving my English. I was born in Bulgaria and I came to the United States at 9.5 years old. So English is my second language. And I wanted to improve my English and at the same time be able to impact people and build people's confidence and courage by speaking in front of hundreds, in front of thousands of people and impacting all at once. People that inspired me along my journey were like Lewis Howes and Mel Robbins. I saw speakers like that, Brendan Burchard, and I said, wow. So now I had a new mission. I got to a point in my business where I had to expand. I was working full-time and I could either hire more personal trainers and expand my business. I could go online as a personal trainer, or I could totally reinvent myself and become a coach and a speaker. And I decided to take that third route because to me, that was scary. The other two were kind of comfortable, but I really wanted to master the mind. So I went on this journey and I started to take on public speaking, Alec. The first time I joined Toastmasters International, have you heard of that?
I've heard a little bit about Toastmasters, and I already know that public speaking is so, most people on the planet are more scared of public speaking than dying.
Yes, and it's called glossophobia. It's the fear of public speaking. It's the number one fear of people across the world, and I definitely had it, and I knew I had to conquer this in order to live my purpose and live my dream and use my voice. So I joined Toastmasters, which is a nonprofit organization. I joined the largest club in South Carolina. And for anyone that's listening, if you want to join, you can literally type in your zip code or the city that you live in and search it on Google and you'll find different clubs. And so I joined. And Alec, when I joined, there was speakers there that were phenomenal. I mean, they had spoken for about 30, 40 years and they were in the club. The level they captivated the audience with their pauses, with their eye contact, with their body language, with their passion. It was just captivating. And it came time for me to do my first speech. I was a mess. The first speech, the icebreaker, where you talk about your life 4 to 6 minutes. I went up there in front of those people and my hands were.
How many people were on stage in the audience?
There was about 30 people, a room full of 30 people. Nice. It was my first time speaking in an audience that big. My knees were buckling, my hands were shaking, and I thought I was about to have a heart attack halfway through the speech. But I managed to push through it. So part of it is stepping into the unknown, right? I realized by listening to something that Mel Robbins said. So she talks about the 5-second rule. And the 5-second rule is about limiting beliefs and procrastinating. Whenever you hear that lower self talk to you, that self that says you can't do this or you're not good enough, a lot of times when we hear that voice, it is normal for us to think that's just the way it is. It's just a pattern in our head and we've accepted it. And what happens is when you start listening to that voice, your body physically releases stress and gives you stress hormones. And it takes about 7 seconds for that to happen. Well, if you actually become conscious of that thought right away, and within 3 to 5 seconds, you replace it with something positive, you can completely flip it around to where that stress response doesn't even happen in your body. So I realized this was happening to me in speaking. Right before I was going to go up, even a couple of days before, I had those thoughts. I'm not good enough to stand up there. What if I forget? What if I freeze? And guess what? It would happen because that's what I was thinking. But once I learned not to listen to that trap self, to that lower self, I started excelling really quick. And to the point where I decided to compete in the public speaking championships. I got to a point where I reached the competition with the 6 best people in South Carolina. And I spoke in front of hundreds of people. And I'm telling you, when I stepped on that stage, right when I was stepping, I felt like I ascended on a new level of understanding and who I was and living my purpose. It was incredible. But a big part of it was that mindset. And that, so Alec, within that journey of me starting to explore my purpose, all of a sudden, somebody told me, you should pray to your angels. You should ask for, just talk to them, have a conversation with them. And to me at that time in my late 20s, it was a new concept. I had never spoken to my angels before. So I took the time to acknowledge them and thank them. And I said, the one thing that I wish is if you can help me become the leader that I'm meant to be, because I want to help millions of people on this planet. I want to raise the average human consciousness. I want to be the leader that I'm meant to be. So challenge me and let me do what I need to do in order to become that leader. And all of a sudden, my life flipped upside down. What happened was I was in a relationship, a beautiful relationship, but it had started becoming a little bit toxic. And it was at a point where we had to go our separate ways, but we were just hanging in there because we cared for each other. It just wasn't right. So I had to basically break it off. And then I did. And when I did, I had a lot of emotional pain because of it. A lot of sadness, a little bit of anger, a lot of guilt that I didn't make it work, or she didn't make it work, or we couldn't make it work. Right while that was happening, I ended up hurting myself really bad in the gym with deadlifts. And I ended up hurting my back so bad that I went to chiropractors, I went to massage therapists, and I went to a couple of different physical therapists. And my pain was not going away. No one could help me. I ended up getting an MRI and had a few herniated discs. So with this, the pain got so bad, Alec, that I could not walk for a long time. I couldn't sit for a long time. Forget working out. So imagine being a personal trainer and not being able to work out. My ego got challenged so much. My world got flipped upside down. And now I was living in debilitating pain. At the same time, I also had no insurance because my whole life, I never went to doctors because I was just so healthy. I ate healthy, I exercised. And now I got stuck in this pattern of emotional pain, physical pain, and mental pain. And I changed. I started thinking negative. I started listening to the lower self. Wow. And I got to the point where I lost my why. And it got hard to be motivated. So I started even catching myself having suicidal thoughts. And that was a first. I never experienced that in my life. And when I actually realized that that was happening, that's when I realized I was depressed. I diagnosed myself as depressed. Now, what I decided to do after that was go extremely hard into personal development, into meditation, and into forgiveness. And within doing that, within years of doing that, forgiveness and meditation, I went within and I confronted those demons and I did the work. And Alec, I experienced a spiritual awakening. And that spiritual awakening just felt like the opposite of depression. It felt like unconditional acceptance. And how did I have unconditional acceptance? Have you heard of the Dalai Lama? A lot of people have heard of the Dalai Lama, especially people that listen to this podcast. Well, recently they asked him, do you ever feel lonely? And he said, no. And I was kind of surprised to hear that. But now I know why he said that. And I asked him, why? Why do you not feel lonely? He said, because at any given point with anyone on this planet, I can be 100% vulnerable. Boom. And that's exactly what I had done. I got to the point where I was in the beginning when I was so hurt, I spoke to close friends. Then I started speaking to more people. And then I just started speaking to whoever about it, to the point where I could easily speak about it. And I feel like that was huge in my unconditional acceptance. The meditation is what led to unconditional love, connecting to source. I truly felt connected to source. I found source. And I realized that I am part of God. I am God because I am an extension of God. And so is everyone around me.
I'd love to pause and go into one facet on forgiveness.
Yes.
Because I know that you have been hosting a lot of rooms with a lot of amazing people and people having not only, you know, in order to have a breakthrough, probably got break down. And I'm curious for you, you noticed like in this reflection, you're like, okay, I'm clearly depressed. I'm having these suicidal experiences I've never had that in my entire life. And like, whoa, what is this? Okay, I'm going to hit the self-development harder than I ever have. I think that's powerful. And I think a lot of people, especially our listeners who are invested into yoga and what yoga has brought into their life, because yoga is a facet of continual, daily, non-negotiable self-development. Right? When we get onto our mat, when we close our eyes and we go inside, there is a level of self-development within self-reliance, self-development. And also there's so many other platforms of self-development, which I know you know, and you've invested deeply a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of hard work and soul grit. So I'm curious for you, Vasil, you said something profound that I'd like you to elaborate upon. What was it that needed in your heart forgiveness? Who were you forgiving? Why?
The big thing was resentment, resenting the fact that the relationship that I had did not work out, and resenting myself, resenting the person that I dated. I also had some resentment with like certain family members that things were not the way they were supposed to be, and there needed to be a talk, right? So resentment is like drinking poison. That's the best way I can explain it. It feels very heavy and it weighs in on your unconscious mind, and it just takes space in your unconscious mind. So one thing that really helped me was a tool, and I do this with some of my clients because it greatly helped me. And this is how it goes. You write down 10 things that you want to forgive yourself for. I forgive myself for blank. And with each one, each sentence starts with I forgive myself for. So think about 10 things. It could be little things or it could be big things, but you'll know the right things. The right things will come out. Right after that, you follow it up with 10 things that you're proud of yourself for. You write those down. I am proud of myself for blank. And finally, 10 things that you commit to do. I commit to blank. So now you have this list of 30 things. You're being vulnerable with yourself. Then you're kind of listening to your heroic self. You're pumping yourself up. And then you're looking at your vision and your goals and what you want your outcomes in life to be to reach that success and fulfillment. So what you do is you take that list and you read it out loud in the morning and at night while looking at the mirror in your eyes. You say the things that you want somebody else to tell you, but you say it to yourself. And oh my God, is it healing? It releases emotions. And after a while, after you do it enough times, you get to a level of it just becomes your truth and acceptance. And once that acceptance is reached, then the energy is just released. You no longer hold it in your unconscious mind. And that's one of the tools that I used.
Wow, that's a really profound tool, Vasil. Mirror work is strong and very vulnerable. And I remember the first time pre-yoga, I looked in the mirror and I told myself I love myself. And I remember not believing it. I haven't done that before, the exercise that you just shared, and I'm going to. I think that's really amazing. And I remember that first moment when I looked myself in the mirror and I was gazing into the beauty of my own eyes. And I told myself, I loved you. I love you. But I didn't believe it. And I kept doing that day after day. And I was in like senior year in high school, maybe, or freshman year of college. And eventually it came true. And it was true. And it was always true. So I think that that is such a beautiful, beautiful way for us to forgive whatever it is that we need to forgive, starting with, I think, ourselves, right?
Absolutely. You got to let go so you can grow.
I love it. I love it, man. I love it. And so at what point did, like, for those who don't really know, like, what is NLP? And like, what does that mean to you? Does it mean?
So
how did that come in?
Right after I reached my first spiritual awakening, then I found myself having completely different truths and habits compared to a lot of my family and friends. And from that resulted loneliness, because now I felt like I didn't have like a close group of people that I really had the same intentions and like truths and mission in life. But I had to get over that, because loneliness is even worse than like smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. It's heavy again. So once I got out of my mind and out of my own vision of like, oh, like this is the way it is. No, I just started showing up based on how I felt. And then it ended up being magnetic. Like, people were just attracted to me. People of all religions, all different genders, backgrounds, they could just feel that I was coming from a place of unconditional love. And they were asking me, like, tell me about like how you do meditations. Tell me about how you do this. And that's when like that went away. But I just want to say, like, there's a lot of awakenings happening in this world right now. A lot of people stepping into their power. And when you do this, you're probably going to get to the point of that loneliness. But keep moving on and just realize that there are so many people out there that do have that same goal like you. And although they might not be at that same city or the same town where you are, they're all over the world, baby. And connect with them on social media, connect with them on Clubhouse, on Instagram, on podcast. Listen and use your voice. Use your voice, because you are making a difference. When you say something powerful and you have a deep conversation, then it can carry on. Even if one person hears it, you never know, they might speak to their family. And then all of a sudden, it's this magnetic effect where now their family members are talking to their friends and it just spreads. So keep going on that journey and definitely fight that loneliness and dig into that loneliness. Try to realize, where is it stemming from, and move from it. Because when you move from it, then comes another awakening where you're truly shining and people are attracted to you. And so that's when I started really exploring the mind. And I decided that to become an effective coach and to stand out in this ever-competing world of coaches, I have to have the right certifications. And I want to guide people through powerful transformations, quick transformations. You see, there is a limiting belief where people say healing and transformation can take a lot of time. And for some people, it can, but it doesn't have to be the case. because there are extremely powerful NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and hypnosis techniques, time techniques, that people can transform within just one session or a few sessions. So it just depends what you decide to make your truth and dive into your unconscious mind. And that's where I got certified as an NLP practitioner. And at that certification, right before it, I had done the healing for my past relationship. I was at a point where I opened my heart again. I wrote down what I want my ideal partner to be like on a piece of paper. One of the most important things on it was I want her to have emotional intelligence, because I feel like in my past relationships, that was a burden. But now I wanted somebody who was also spiritual and had a good amount of confidence as far as their emotional intelligence. And guess what? I found her the first day, and she was at the NLP practitioner training. And she was there, and we clicked, and we were inseparable that whole training. Then, so this was in 2020, a little bit before the pandemic, Alec. And we stayed in touch for about a couple of weeks over the phone talking. And then the pandemic happened, the COVID. She lived in Texas. I lived in South Carolina. She ended up driving. She told her family, I am driving to Texas, to South Carolina to visit somebody that I have a strong connection with. They were like, are you crazy? She was like, no, I'm following my heart. So she drove all the way to live with me for a couple of weeks. And we knew it wasn't for a couple of weeks. She ended up living with me permanently. And we fell in love. And we both started to reinvent ourselves. But I definitely had to open up my heart to allow that. And there was an NLP technique that definitely helped me. In NLP, sometimes people are conflicted, and I'll give you an example. So a lot of guys have this, and I definitely had this. I had the idea that I wanted to focus on my business and my career and become successful to a degree in order to find my ideal partner, because the better I was financially, the better options I could have at finding that partner. And that was not true, because what happens is one of the most powerful things you can do is just allow that person to come into your life. Don't set boundaries. Mm-hmm. And I realized that you can literally, if you fall in love with somebody when you are reinventing yourself, when you're at the beginning stage of growth, and that person loves you and supports you and truly sees you, and then you both become successful together and you stay together, that's incredible. That's even more powerful than meeting somebody when you're at the very top. And that's exactly what happened. So with this NLP technique, I was able to kind of get more clear in my unconscious mind, and I was conflicted, but I found her. So that definitely helped.
Wow. That's a beautiful journey, man. I love hearing how just the facets of self-development, you know, I do believe that so many of us desire companionship and desire that depth of connection. And I'll share, for the first time in 5 years, I'm in a partnership, and I did the same things of writing the exact things that I want in a partner down on pieces, multiple pieces of paper, not just one, multiple journals and multiple entries. And years later, you know, I'm now with a beautiful yogi who I've actually been friends with for 9 years. And, you know, I find that the connection from what you've shared, and I know the journey that I've been on in finding partnership, has and is based upon what you said, doing our inner work, which comes from our practices, which comes from our breath work, which comes from the yoga practices, and going onto the mat, going in front of your altar space and sitting down and praying and kneeling before the very essence of spirit that exists within ourselves, as we then share that medicine with others. And I just love hearing that you're on that path, and that most excitingly, that you're also supporting other people to do the same.
Yeah. And by the way, I got to tell you, thank you. I love seeing pictures and videos on your social media of you and your partner. Like, you recently shared one where you were both doing extremely difficult, like, yoga poses on top of the Jeep roof in Sedona. And I was like, wow, those people are meant to be together.
It is fun. I get a lot of messages from other friends when I'm reconnecting. They're like, oh, it's so amazing to see you in love. I'm like, wow, yeah, I am in the vibration of love, and it feels so amazing and sweet, and I am so grateful.
Yeah,
I love it, man. I love it. So I'm curious for you, you know, in regards of how people are working with you in NLP, like what does it entail for like when you're actually working with other people? You know, what is that? How are you serving people based on the self-development that you dove into?
Mm-hmm. So when I was able to find love and after I got certified, I had dealt with the emotions from the past, but I was still having back pain, Alec. At this point, I had lived with back pain for 3.5 years. And it was off and on, but it was pretty bad. And so I kept on looking for this way to heal holistically. I was eating plant-based. I was meditating all the time. I was doing everything that I could find. And I still had back pain. So I kept looking for that answer. And it finally came to me. The answer was in a book called Healing Back Pain by John Sarno. And he talks about, he's a doctor, and he talked about how a lot of people, basically, if you get injured physically, the human body can heal within 3 months. After 3 months, if you have physical pain in your body, it's probably stemming from something emotional that you haven't dealt with. And for a lot of guys, and manifest in back pain or ulcers. Okay, so for me, I definitely started with like a actual injury, and then I was dealing with so much emotional trauma that I think that was also a big part of it. I think that was huge. But now I had dealt with it, so why was it still happening? Well, so it was a pattern that I had in my head. So it was a gestalt, that's what we call it in NLP. And so what had happened to me was, when I went to the doctors, they were doing what they learned in school. And they told me, they literally said, don't do yoga. They said, don't exercise. Don't sit for a long time. Be careful how you bend, because you can make that herniation worse. And now I was listening to their advice. And every time I started feeling a little bit better, I decided to exercise a little bit or do a little bit of yoga. And from that came pain. And I was stuck in a cycle. But guess what? I realized that I was living in fear all the time, because they literally put me in this mindset where every time I think about improving and I try to improve, now I was living in fear. And now this condition, there's a condition that John Sarno explains. As soon as you start living in that fear, and now you think about that pain, your body can lower the oxygen and the blood amount in certain parts of your body and will literally cause real physical pain. And that was happening to me. And once I realized that I had created this fake pattern, it clicked within one day. My pain disappeared that day. And then there's 12 things that you have to read to yourself every day, such as my spine is healthy, right? The pain came from anger and stuff like that. There's a couple of things that you have to read to yourself every day for 2 weeks. So it clicks in your unconscious mind. And ever since then, it's been about 9 months since this happened, since this realization happened. I have been absolutely healed. I was able to heal my back pain by rewiring my mind. I experienced brain plasticity. That's how powerful it is. And you hear people like Joe Dispenza talk about this. And I actually experienced it myself. So now I know how powerful thoughts are. And I was able to heal myself holistically by making my body and my health and my mind a priority. I found the answer. And now I want to help people with this. So, and not just back pain. So the back pain was a result of a gestalt. So here's another example of a gestalt. We have a little dog, a chihuahua. His name is Bandit. And I love to feed him. I love to feed him. But recently, and I didn't know that you weren't supposed to give chips to dogs. So I gave him a piece of chips. And when he ate it, he made this weird sound. He was like it was like a sneeze, but he was shocked. And he acted like he got hurt. So we're thinking like something from the chip hurt him, right? Now, it's almost impossible to feed him anything because he thinks that he's going to get hurt. And this was recent. This is from like a couple of weeks ago. And I'm working to help I'm trying to figure out how to heal this because I obviously can't do time techniques or NLP on Bandit, but there's got to be some kind of way. But in his mind now, if somebody reaches and tries to give him food, he's going to get hurt and he's protecting himself. His unconscious mind is protecting him. And that's what humans do. So it's important. Now we have the tools. So as adults, we can go back to our timeline. We can literally time travel. When I say time travel, you can look at your timeline of your life. And by closing your eyes and visualizing with a guided professional, you can go to the past. And you can go to the first time you ever experienced anger or sadness or guilt or hurt or fear. And what happens when you do this? So by finding this moment, it could either be in the womb, it can be the moment you were born, or the imprint period from ages 0 to 7. Once you find that moment, there's certain things that you have to do, and you look at it from a certain point of your timeline. And then there's things that I guide you through where you get learnings from it. So now you're looking at it from like your mature point of view as an adult. You understand the world so much better. Imagine when you got hurt, if you were 2 years old and you got hurt the first time you ever experienced anger or sadness. And then you created this block, this pattern to protect yourself because you didn't want that to happen to you again. You were kind of this, you had disillusioned about how the world works. But we have adults living their whole life with certain patterns that they've created since the moment they were born or since they were young, with certain limiting beliefs and fears that are holding them back now as adults, which they don't need to have anymore. You keep the learning, but you get rid of that fear and that emotion. And then once you do, once you find that where it started from the very beginning, that gestalt, it literally has like a roller coaster effect where you quickly revisit tough times and tough memories, experiences in your life quickly. And you just eliminate that emotion from your whole life. Mm-hmm. So you eliminate anger and sadness and guilt from your whole life. And now it's not taking place in your unconscious mind. And you just feel so much better, less stress. And you start to reach that unconditional acceptance and unconditional love.
Wow. So profound, Vasil. I wonder, for those who are listening who, when you were talking, had an identification with a thought that maybe is a little more wrapping around the mind, and it's just whirling and wrapping, and it just doesn't seem to be going anywhere, and it was just a spiral, and it's kind of a hard thought to transcend and move beyond. What would be one actionable step that you would offer to people that they can integrate into their practices today that would assist them in giving themselves the tools? Like what's something that comes up for you when you hear that? Like, is there a tool that you could offer on top of what you just gave to people?
Yeah. So there is a quick tool. So time techniques is an example of changing your state. Then there's a lot of tools of where you can physically change your physically and mentally change your state really quick. One is EFT, I'm certified in tapping. So that takes a couple of minutes. That's based on the energy meridians. But recently I came across an even better one. Well, not I wouldn't say better, but I would say a quicker one. And it's called the perfect breath. So with the perfect breath, what you do is, and you can literally change your state and get grounded. And when we say grounded, we're talking about you living in flow state, you living your purpose, and you feeling good and happy and joyful. So what you do is you take a deep breath. So what you do is you say the word love out loud. And when you say the word love, you try to feel love. So what works for you? What works for me is thinking about my mom or the pets that I have or the pets that I've had. As soon as I think about my mom or pets, I just feel that love. I really do. And I let it expand through my body. So whatever helps you get in touch with that emotion and feeling of love, think about that. So you say the word love out loud, and then you take a deep breath. And when you take that deep breath, you send your awareness into your head. And then you smile physically, big smile. And then in your mind, you repeat, love, 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 love. And you let that smile expand. Let that smile expand. And then you breathe out. And now you are in the presence and vibration of love within just a few seconds. Mm-hmm. And that is a powerful technique which you can use to just get grounded really quick and show up.
I love it. Thank you. That is an easy technique and totally accessible. Mm-hmm. I love it, man. I love it, dude. I love it. How can people find you? They're vibing with this conversation. You know, where can people find you in the world?
People can find me on Instagram and on Clubhouse. If you want, we can add the links to there on the podcast episode, Vasil Karamanov. And I also want to offer any of your listeners a free time techniques coaching session with me. So just go on there and pick a right time for us to Zoom that works with both of our schedules. And let's work out some of those unresolved emotions. The first time you ever experienced anger or sadness, let's get rid of that so you can feel good and let go of that from your unconscious mind for good.
I love it. So my friends on Yoga Revealed, when you click on the description, you'll see his Calendly link and it will be able to connect with Vasil and get yourself a free session. And man, I'm so grateful to just share your journey on our platform. And, you know, the final question that I have for you today, brother, is what is one, just one golden nugget that you want to gift the listeners as they move forward on their journeys as yogis, as humans, as souls walking on the planet? Just one golden nugget of wisdom. What you got?
I want you to know that you are loved. If you are in pain, you're not the only person dealing with it. There's a lot of people that are like you in this world, but I want you to keep listening to that higher self. Give that higher self a name. Give that heroic self a name. Step into that heroic self and start catching anytime the lower self, the trap self, is slowing you down from your journey. Just remember, you are on a mission to live your purpose, and you deserve to have love and be surrounded by love. And it all starts with you. It all starts with your thoughts. It all starts with you deciding to make your higher self a priority and stepping into that higher self and doing what you need for self-care to be the best version you can with this human body, this human soul that you were given, that you have. Use it. You are literally a universe. You have trillions of cells working constantly just to keep you alive. So send them blessings, send them love every morning. Live off of gratitude, live off of love. And remember, once you start mastering living in the higher self, in the heroic self, and you listen to that voice more often, life is going to start becoming just a little bit more easier because you'll be living in joy and peace and happiness and in love.
Yes. Thank you for the download, for the remembrance. My friends, thank you so much for tuning in today. We love you, and we hope you have a blessed day in life, and we look forward to connecting with you in real time. Reach out to Vasil, tune in with me, both on Instagram. We will holler at you later. Namaste. Thank you, Vasil.
Friends, thank you so much for listening to the Yoga Revealed podcast. If you enjoyed Vasil's downloads and want to directly connect with him, follow him on IG at Vasil Karamanov _. And if you want to take him up on a free coaching session, follow the link in the description and book your own call with him and dive in. Speaking of biohacking, Purium is one of the best companies I have come across over my years of being a yogi that serves top chain superfoods and addressing multiple health issues in order for us to simply upgrade. In 2021, this year, we are going 100% plastic free. If you are ready to take your energy and life into its next level upgrade, drop me a DM on Instagram at @AlecLoveLifeYoga and we will find the right pathway for you. My friends, keep practicing on. We would love it so much if you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and share the podcast on Instagram and tag us. Until next time, we got more episodes coming at you this season 4. And I'm so grateful for all the love that I continue to get on Instagram, on the reviews, in real life. Until next time, shine on and love life. Peace.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.